It's the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show, Memorial Day weekend, Sunday in overcast and potentially rainy Salem. Eric Bach here with the manager of the Fredericksburg Nationals, Jake Lowry. Jake, we've had the same conversation for about 4 weeks in a row on Sunday about how close we are. Well, now we've finally broken through. Four straight wins, our first series win since opening weekend, going for five straight today. What do you think has been the difference this week to finally translate the performances to wins?
Well, I think our bullpen's really helped us out, giving us some longevity, doing what they're capable of doing, going two innings, three innings. We've had three guys in a row go three-inning saves. Just everyone kind of doing their job. It's kind of been our motto, playing good defense, complimenting our pitching, and then some timely hitting. And we kind of come together, obviously, for these four wins.
I think you said it, complimentary baseball is what we'd been missing. 29 runs in the four wins, and obviously, as you mentioned, great bullpen performances. Two home runs for Brady House yesterday, his first two in the month of May. Feels like he was close to breaking through to get that power swing back, but I mean, two in one game, that's got to raise his confidence back up to get him going into June.
No, he's just been saving him for the end of the month. When he's going right was when he's hitting balls to right center field, right field, with authority. So, you know, he's got that oppo juice, that pull side left-handed power, you would say, from a lefty. So for Brady to go right center, right field, he's in the right spot.
Jake Bennett today, first time he's starting twice in a week, one less day of rest for him. What was the thinking behind getting him two starts this week?
I think it's that time of the year. We don't really necessarily always need a six-man rotation, but, you know, we got the go-ahead. So two starts this week. He'll be limited, obviously, with pitch count and stuff. Same thing, we'll be watching. But just to get him in the rotation twice a week is huge for a ball club, instead of throwing two to three sides a week.
Murphy Staley's got a 15-game hitting streak. He's played in 19 games this year. I mean, what he is doing when you pencil him into the lineup is really remarkable. I mean, playing in spot duty, not playing every single day, it's got to be just super impressive to you to see him go out there and do what he's been doing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he kind of spells Brady when, Brady's off for those days, and, you know, you can just pencil a guy in there that you know is going to put a quality at bat in, play really good third base, and give us what we need. But, you know, he's come up big and extra with the way he's hitting the ball to all fields, with authority. So I've been happy to, even if you don't have Brady House in the lineup, you have a Murph Staley, and, he's been providing a spark for our ball club.
You were a little under the weather yesterday, stayed back at the hotel for the game. What was that experience like, both watching and listening your ball club, like, less than 2 miles away playing a game?
It was different. I was watching the game, and I was listening to you, who was ahead of the game on the TV, so kind of already knew it was going to happen, which is pretty cool. But unique situation that I know our viewers at home and our fans that are always listening and watching get that same experience. So it was cool. It was neat. Obviously, I'd rather be here in the dugout or coaching third, but circumstances the way they are, it's okay. I'm glad to be back today.
You touched on this earlier. Three straight games in which guys have finished games with three innings. All saves for Brad Lord, Luke Young, and Pedro Gonzalez yesterday. I mean, our bullpen was a little shaky in the first month of the year, but to be able to have those guys come in and rely on them to close a game out, especially when the offense has continued to add on throughout the game, that's a winning formula, and that's one that's worked for us this week.
Absolutely. I mean, especially when you're on the road, you have to cover nine if you want to win a ball game. So for us to not necessarily save pitching, but, pushing guys back to where we'll have even more of a green lineup car with bullpen guys, it's good for the ball club. I mean, these guys aren't going to pitch until next week anyway. So we're stocked and ready for a Sunday game, and then we got two games on Tuesday. These guys coming in, doing their job, man, getting quick outs, getting ground balls, using the defense, not trying to strike everybody out. That's the formula for winning.
As a catcher, a former catcher yourself, our catchers are far and away leading the Carolina League in throwing out runners trying to steal. What do you think has been the formula for success for Jose Colmenares and Wilmer Perez?
Well, I think these guys know that. I expect a lot of us catchers to be good, calling pickoffs and holds. I always think that the power of pickoff can help guys throw runners out, because they're in the base runner's mind. That's something that you've picked over. You may give them one less step. But these guys are accurate, and they're diligent with their work. We're always getting work in before the game. We like to throw to bases two to three times a week just to keep it going. And it's a testament to these guys and their work habits, you know, and they're accurate to bases. That gives us a chance, gives guys able to pick balls at second. And you got to give credit to the pitchers for being quick to the plate, give these guys an opportunity. But, you know, as a catcher, I'm always hard on the catchers, and I love helping these guys out to try to reach their potential.
We turned a triple play on Friday, one of just three triple plays turned this year in all of minor league baseball. What was your perspective? How many triple plays have you been a part of before?
At least a couple. The wrong end of one, and I know I've had one when I was playing where it was the same thing. It was like a 5 unassisted, 4-3. But you know, you hit ground balls. You know, you give up base runners, but you hit it to a perfect spot, and guys are thinking ahead. It's pretty cool. It's a pitcher's best friend as well.
Heading home for 13 games. You mentioned we got the doubleheader starting with Delmarva on Tuesday. We've actually been a better road team than home team this year. I mean, this 13-game stretch is so important for us as we wind down the first half.
Yeah, so it's funny how that works sometimes. Sometimes we play better in gray than we do in white, but nonetheless, we're going home for 13. I'm looking forward to getting home and you know, getting our good work in, but you know, the same thing. Like, we get work in on the road. At home, it doesn't matter. The boys come out to play, and hopefully we keep it clicking.
Memorial Day weekend, obviously baseball is very much related to Memorial Day. Do you have any favorite Memorial Day baseball memories or favorite Memorial Day memories in general?
I can't say that I do. We're always either playing or you're off, but you know, I get to go home on Monday, which is good, to be around my family. So nothing besides, you know, I kind of attune it more to the 4th of July, but you know, Memorial Day weekend's, like you said, simultaneous with baseball, so whether we're playing or we're not, you get to watch it, you get to be around it. It's always a good time.
Jake Lauer in the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show, 3:05 today, weather permitting in Salem. Thanks, Skip.
Thanks, Eric. Go Freddies.